I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Montgomery County officials say it's taking up to 2 weeks to get COVID-19 test results. So KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports they're signing on with a North Carolina company in hopes of speeding them up.
Montgomery County Commissioner Dr. Val Arkush says the major labs like Quest and LabCorp are taking anywhere from 8 to 14 days to get results back, but under a new contract the county signed with Mako Medical out of North Carolina, that lab has to turn around results within 36 hours.
That should really, really help us do very robust contact tracing because we'll be getting those test results back so quickly.
Arkush says they will still have a contract with Quest, but hope to start using Mako within a week to 10 days. Arkush says they're also seeing cases from youth sports leagues, including baseball, football, soccer, lacrosse, field hockey, and basketball.
Because social distancing couldn't be maintained, entire teams have now been quarantined for 14 days.
Asked if the number of those cases has risen to a level where it might be time to reconsider youth sports.
They have not yet, but we are watching it very, very closely.
At the Suburban Bureau, Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio.